From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two deadly blasts leave scores of people dead in Iraq. At least 65 people were killed near the town of Al-Bab. The first explosion Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving the bodies of those killed in the earlier bombing. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab. It occurred just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies had taken much of the strategic town from Islamic State fighters. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul Friday, the last major urban stronghold held by the Islamic State in Iraq. They took full control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, now in its sixth day, to rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. An Iraqi officer told the Associated Press a push into the Mamun district was followed by intense clashes with Islamic State militants. Yemeni security officials say a suicide bomber killed at least eight soldiers Friday at a security base in the southern city of Zinjibar. The bomber, disguised as a driver carrying a load of wood, blew up his vehicle at the gate of a Yemeni base after failing to get inside. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a military source said Al-Qaeda has carried out similar attacks in the area. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump gave a long campaign-style speech to a conservative convention near Washington on Friday, attacking the media, promising better trade deals, safer borders, and more jobs. In the third and final day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump spent the first 10 minutes of his remarks attacking the media, specifying it was what he called fake news that he views as the enemy of the American people. The president also repeated his inaugural theme of America First.
The core conviction of our movement is that we are a nation that put and will put its own citizens first.
The president then returned to the White House, where he met with one of his former rivals, Ohio Governor John Kasich. Kasich said afterwards there was no animosity between him and Trump and that he had shared his ideas on potential changes to former President Barack Obama's health care law. President Trump signed a new executive order on Friday taking aim at government regulations. The president said the order would direct each federal agency to establish a regulatory reform task force. Flanked by executives from several large corporations, Trump said excessive regulation has been killing jobs and driving companies out of the United States.
Every regulation should have to pass a simple test. Does it make life better or safer for American workers or consumers? If the answer is no, we will be getting rid of it and getting rid of it quickly.
The president had signed a previous order which instructed agencies to identify two regulations to eliminate for every new one they create. The International Organization for Migration says it is concerned about the latest wave of anti-immigrant violence in South Africa. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration condemns the spate of anti-immigrant violence. It is calling for calm and for an end to the attacks, looting, and burning of property owned by foreign nationals earlier this week. South African protesters accused the African migrants of taking their jobs and being responsible for a rise in crime. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says those who have grievances against the migrants should not take the law into their own hands. They should air their complaints with the local authorities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A mixed day on Wall Street, minutes ahead of the close. The Dow and the S&P 500 were down, but the Nasdaq was higher. European and Asian markets finished Friday lower. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.